Ho, ho, ho! Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got the MLB Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. So it's like
the ice cream
you get at the stadium.
Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Ricola. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
She was coming round the corner to a 90 when the chain on the motorcycle broke. She was laying in the grass with the kickstand upper and her playing Dixie on the spokes.
Is that a song from your childhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, do you know the one she looked so fair in the midnight air when the wind blew up her 90. those have been with me for
I was going to say,
decades.
That's like you were a shock jock as a kid.
Power 105 WAVA, who's this? Hey, how you doing? I'm Captain Fogle. We used to have reverb on the microphone.
Point of order, he would say, Captain Fogle phone.
Captain Fogle phone.
Captain Dave.
Captain Dave Fogle.
He came to our everybody. High school and spoke in our driver's safety class.
Captain Fogle did?
Dave Fogle is in my yearbook, sitting in.
All right, there's some age perspective.
Yeah, that's true.
The concept in when you, God, the mind's a weird thing, and
it
time
is
a weird thing. So me think, I think still of Captain Fogle as a kid.
Oh my God, really? He's like 90
now. I think of Captain Fogle as a kid. So the concept of him speaking to your school.
Well, I mean, he wasn't like bringing in Abe Lincoln. It was still a DJ, but there's
he was a very effusive, upbeat. Radio personality, a la Tom Kent. Did we lose Tom Kent?
Yeah, we lost TK. But okay. I would say that Fogle was perfect for the time. That was the perfect era for that kind of disc jockey.
The personalities of the radio personalities that I've known over the years, so vast an array of types of individuals. Just, depressive.
We should do a show where I can just toss out random names and you can take... What they were like.
We should do that on one of our mini episodes during the the holidays.
I'd love to do that. People should know that we're going to give them new content every day through the holidays.
Yeah, we're doing abbreviated instead of just pounding out of here. We're going to be doing what are we calling them? Mini shows?
Mini episodes.
Mini episodes. And
but they're not that small. They're a half hour.
No, they'll be about a half hour. And fun to listen to. Unique. Rob talking to his kid. Me talking to Michael. I might do a thing on coping. with the current world for Mike O'Mara's Primer for Democratic Depression.
That need to be a longer episode.
Too many, a maxi episode.
All right. Since when he gets, it's a door.
Right.
He opens the door just a little bit when he pokes me, so I have to ask a question. All right.
Yeah.
He pokes and then he smiles. Look at him. He's as his happy choices. As a clam. Yes.
His choice is he trying to. What is he doing with Trump's these choices he's making? Because
I have an idea.
Trump's
what
choices.
No,
because they are very, very bad. Bad choices, and they're upsetting me greatly. Okay. And I'm trying to be a patriot.
Mike, I think each of his choices. Yeah.
Each of his choices is a direct response to a frustration that the Republicans had. Matt Gaetz is clearly selected because of the Russiagate stuff, because he was the most outspoken pushing back against that in Congress.
I thought Matt Gaetz was chosen because he had excellent support in young women.
That's funny.
RFK was selected because of the COVID frustration.
Brainworm.
And I think Tulsi Gabbard, was very outspoken about the Hunter laptop. So I think.
Is that your Kelsey Gabbard noise?
The Tulsi, not Kelsey.
Tulsi, sorry.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Sorry.
Say it again.
Tulsi Gabbard.
And the guy from Fox News.
I don't know that dude.
He should have chosen Steve Doocy.
He wrote a book about DEI in the military.
DEI.
So I think there's Trump is picking on people that have one specific thing that they're focused on, that they've been focused on as a frustration.
Josh, is he just booking novelty acts now? Like, this guy can juggle. Okay, we'll take him.
Loyalists. Booking loyalists.
Okay,
it's more loyalist. Yes, it's all loyalist.
By the way, I want to talk about all the fluid that is out of my body right now.
Now, Mike, that's gross.
I'm beginning my full hydration and my routine.
You have a thing, right, today?
I have a procedure.
A thing, yeah.
Today, and they don't let me have coffee, so I can't have my coffee. I am getting an abdominal aortic aneurysm screening that is a routine part of my Medicare wellness check.
It's a triple AS. The AAAS.
It's an ASS.
I'm just proud of you for following instructions.
I'm following instructions because I believe in the system now taking care of me, that it is my obligation to take care of the system by screening myself for all this stuff so I don't have provide more of a drain on the system. But I didn't get the – I never pay attention till the day of.
What's that?
I knew I had to fast.
Right.
I knew I had an 8-hour fast, but I didn't realize until early this morning when I hopped on to look at it that it is coffee and caffeine products included.
That's bad.
And also, I didn't get a chance to know whether regular water was acceptable, but I don't think it is either. They want you to have a really empty tummy for the best images.
Could you drink a clear fluid like beer?
Beer. That'd be fun.
You can't have coffee, but you can. I just had a weird thought when Josh was
Taking a water break in a second here. I can't do the show like this. I am so dehydrated.
When Josh talked about your procedure, Josh, do you think you're saying instructions when you say instructions? Because it almost sounds like we
said. Does he say instructions?
Weird.
No, he said instructions, but I'm thinking that would be the way he would say it if the word was instructions.
Instructions.
Following
the way Benedict Cumberbatch says penguins, he
not
says
acceptable.
Penguins.
Penguin, yeah. And it got through editing.
Absolutely one of the great. By the way, if you get a chance, I watch highlights of him. I don't watch the regular show, and I should because he panels still, and that's Graham Norton out of London who does just a phenomenal talk show. My buddy Mark DiCio, great attorney, hit me to that, and I love that show when I watch clips of it. I think all talk shows ought to bring back paneling. And
all talk shows can't handle paneling. Can you imagine Jimmy Fallon if he had to panel?
No, Jimmy Fallon would not be in control.
Right.
You have to have the gravitas of the host who could handle it. But it became, really, you can blame Letterman for that, too, to an extent. Because Letterman's ego wanted one-on-one, and he didn't want anybody stealing the thunder. Johnny Carson's, you know.
He wasn't allowed to have a panel. That was in Johnny's memo.
Really?
Band couldn't be an orchestra. Band had to be stage right as opposed to stage left. No monologue and no panel. That was what Johnny requested. Yeah.
That's a lot of control for leaving.
Well,
he probably had it while he was a late night host. That's
it started at NBC, and I think Carson was a producer, was he not, of the original NBC show?
I don't know, but I mean,
but Johnny had a whole bunch. I always thought it was wild that Johnny said, you can have a band, but it has to be a rock band, and they can't be on the same side as my band, so they have to be stage right.
So that was kind of image control and controlling his brand, which he did. But he also wasn't on the program. He was not averse to having luminaries on the right next. Burt Reynolds, Dean Martin, Bob Hope, major stars who would be stealing the spotlight, which is why he was great.
Yeah.
And I get back to that, even though I know that a lot of books allege that he was a monster behind the scenes, but when you talk about that show, nothing made him happier. And I would imagine, that's not true for all talk show hosts. But for me, it's true. If I ever interviewed somebody and they went nuts and were fabulous and just were giving, it was the greatest joy of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a Jay Leno has that chip. I don't think Jay.
You're so funny.
I think Jay always wants it to be about Jay.
I think you're right, and I think Jay.
And I think Jimmy wants it to be about being cute, and Letterman liked the spotlight, but I think Letterman liked good guests too.
Yeah, so he liked the moments he could create. I do miss Johnny. He was so good. I think he would have made a great attorney general.
You're putting me back on the politics, aren't you?
No, I will say this. I thought of Johnny being the attorney general. You did what?
As everybody knows,
this is Dry Mouth O'Mara. Everybody knows.
As everybody knows, makes you sound like you're almost loaded. Everybody knows. although I did want a drink last night because we had my sister here, and of course it was all weekend long.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to continue it after the baseball game. Congratulations to the Navy Blue team. Again, another victory. We are tied for the head of the division. The team tied with us knocked us off two times last week.
Ugh.
Not sure we'll play them again. But if we win our game Thursday, we certainly will be at least tied for number one in the league.
Who's the other team?
I don't know what we're going to do with playoffs. I do not know. They're talking about a tournament in December. Isn't that cool? Florida?
Yeah.
Isn't Florida cool? A baseball tournament in December? That's just about the coolest thing in the world. I love, love that.
Christmas on the diamond.
I think it's fantastic.
How about Bill O'Reilly as Secretary of Communications?
Now, you mean press secretary?
No,
Secretary of Communications.
I've invented a title for him in the cabinet, I'm sure Trump would do.
I think we might need to do a bonus show later of Rob Spiewak's presidential cabinet.
Okay. Oh, who I would put in it or just
who
the title?
Who you would put in all these roles.
Well, Josh, I want you to know, you will be included.
All right, I could maybe, if you guys peppered me with questions, Josh, for Rob's, or Rob, you too, bring up a list of the cabinet, of cabinet positions. Like Homeland Security. Rob, do it. Bring it up. Are you bringing it up? Bringing it? Because you want to have a list. So you ask me who the people should be.
There's like 5,000. So just like the top.
Well, no, the top state, defense, all that. Because I think I could fill those roles very neatly. I'm not going to wonk it either. I'm going to try to make it every man at the same time.
Top cabinet posts, Mike. Here we are.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
My nominees.
All right. Who do you want as chief of staff?
Okay. Let's see. Chief of staff. Now, would this be for Trump?
I think this would be the O'Mara administration.
I think I want, since Trump's president, let's make the people that I want Trump to have.
But when he turns president,
this is
turns
true.
President.
Turns president.
When he wakes up on January 20th and he's become president. He's so chief of staff for Donald Trump's second administration.
Mark Cuban.
I like it.
Well, he hates Mark Cuban, so that's not going to work.
They don't like each other.
But I'm just putting in the names that people might know.
Well, Mark Cuban is great, though. How about that? He's great on that Shark Tank thing. Secretary of State.
That Shark Tank thing.
That show, that program that they run on CNBC all the time.
All right,
Kevin O'Leary would be a better fit because him and Trump get along.
Kevin O'Leary?
If we're going Shark Tank based.
No, don't want him. He's too flashy.
What about Barbara Corcoran?
With his red watches and his red and his tie pin.
You mean too wonderful.
Yeah. What about Barbara Corcoran as Secretary of High?
Why are we staying with Shark Tank now? Let's move on, please.
Who would you have as Secretary of State?
Secretary of State, somebody who, Mitt Romney.
I like to bring back Mitt. Mitt with an exclamation
point. Trying to bring some Republicans into the fold.
I think
here.
That's nice. Attorney General.
Attorney General. Let me see. Attorney General Johnny Cochran. The late Johnny Cochran.
See, I would have brought in the new Matlock. I would have brought in
Kathy Bates.
Yes.
Good choice. Yours is better than mine.
Have you watched the new Matlock? It's great.
I have not. Nor
Jason
will I,
Ritter, very
ever.
Good. Deputy Attorney General, who's serving under Kevin?
No, I don't want a deputy. We're going to go to the heads of the cabinet.
Okay.
Here.
Health and Human Sciences. Services. Sorry. Health and HHS. Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services. Dr.
Detroit.
Phil.
No, not Dr. Phil.
Ken Jeong.
Who's Neil Tyson DeGrasse?
He could be, isn't it DeGrasse?
DeGrasse.
Yeah, he could be anything.
Or Neil DeGrasse Tyson.
Very good. I think
that the name?
Both great. UN Ambassador. That's the United Nations.
Giselle Bundchen.
Oh, I was going to go with the great Diane Cannon. She has more wisdom.
She's dead, isn't she?
I think she's alive.
Okay, very good. Congratulations. She's got to be 90.
Border Czar.
Oh, the Border Czar. Who's the guy that played Anton in No Country for Old Men? Javier Bardem.
Oh, great. You know what's weird?
Border Czar. Or Benicio del Toro.
Mike, this CBS News listing of all the cabinet posts, it must be...
Or John Leguizamo.
Also great. It must be hurtful to the Border Czar, who I think Trump has named... Tom Homan. Border Czar is the only cabinet post in quotation marks.
Well, because it's not a real thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's sort of
Border Czar.
Yeah, short of the Ayatollah of rock and roll. Mike, who would you put in defense secretary?
Secretary of Defense?
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, he's great. And mm-hmm. he could bring.
No, I'd like a legitimate military person that I would put there. Let me think. He's dead, but it would have been Arlie Ermey.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
What is that private pile? A jelly donut. Is chow allowed in the mess, private pile? Are you allowed to eat jelly donuts, private pile? Because you are a disgusting fat body, private pile.
If you brought along the Hulkster, then you would automatically get the love sponge. Bubba would be there.
Yes,
they're
Todd
very
Clem.
Close. Thank you, Mike. I did not know his
Thanks
real
so
name.
Appreciate it.
National, here we go. Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Veteran secretaries?
Mm-hmm.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Veteran Affairs.
All right, I'm bored with this. I don't want to do it anymore. It's boring me.
But I would have put up Chuck Norris for Border Czar.
Border Czar, yeah. Tough guy. Tough guy. Yes, sure.
I heard yesterday that Chuck Norris waved at a blind guy, and the blind guy waved back. That's how powerful Chuck Norris is.
Really?
Those stupid Chuck Norris. Anyway, just a fresh one I hadn't heard before.
Russia says Ukraine has fired U.S.-made long-range missiles into Russia in a major escalation of the conflict. Interesting. We live in interesting times, ladies and gentlemen. Very newsy at the beginning of this. But
who would you make as Solicitor General, Mike?
All right, we're done. We're done with that.
God, but you're preparing for your procedure.
Yes.
Somehow we were on your procedure.
I don't know how that happened, but things happen on this show. That's the way it goes. So it is a...
Mike's doctor will be firing a long-range missile this afternoon.
Now... Well, according to Google, it says this is just an ultrasound.
It is an ultrasound.
Oh, okay.
But why? And it is an aortic, an abdominal,
aortic aneurysm screening, and one of the risk factors is being over 60, so I think that's why I'm doing it. It's very dangerous if you have one of these. Very dangerous.
Yeah. Do you know what they look for?
They look for an enlargement of the aortic valve that goes from the stomach area.
Yeah. It is described here as they are looking for no bulge, small bulge, medium bulge, or large bulge.
And I guess it can be treated if it's caught early, like so many things. So
when I had DirecTV, I paid, I think, $4.99 a month for the large bulge package.
Oh, speaking of that, yeah. You know, I don't mind telling people this, but I've always given people behind the scenes information. Today, I have an appointment with Futt.
Who?
I wasn't sure if he's going with the large bulge or the DirecTV angle.
Fiber optic man.
Oh, to update your intro net.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
Coming in today. So we'll see what happens
when
tomorrow.
He comes in, make sure you tell him the size of your bulge.
My bulge. That's it. So I get you can have it can rupture, and if it ruptures, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
13th or 14th leading cause of death in the United States.
Up to
did you know that?
From number 14. Isn't that what Arnold had? Didn't he have a bad valve issue with his aorta?
I have no idea. But I know he had a ticker thing. But this is not, I want to make it really clear. I was not flagged for any particular condition. This is a routine screening for people of my age.
Right.
It is routine if you have ever smoked in your life.
Oh, okay. So I did
so
put that down probably.
Got flagged.
Yeah. Mm. There it is again. Smokers, be aware of that, you know. But
Josh,
you know,
prepare the tapes just in case. When's the last time you've had a coffin nail, Mike?
Oh, a very, very long time. Maybe the longest period of time. There was that time when I would, you know, once in a blue moon, do that, and I haven't done it in long.
I think
very,
my
very
last one was in the first trip to New Orleans.
I don't know if I did. Did I? Because if you were, I was probably.
All three of us. Yeah.
I don't know how you made it out of Vegas without. I've never seen so many smokers as Vegas.
Oh, contact.
And we talked about this at the live show in Las Vegas, was the weed smell. Never smelled anything like that in my life, ever. Everybody smoking pot down on Fremont Street.
It's
incredible.
So bad. And if you get sold gummies, you can have it without smoking. It's great.
But people certainly are enjoying vaping it and smoking
it.
I saw a lot of people with just old traditional joints everywhere, and it was wafting. And you know what? I have to say this. I'll ask both of you.
Yes.
It is not a particularly pleasant odor, is it?
No.
No.
There's nothing nice about it. It's nastiness.
Not as bad as cigars, but it's still pretty bad.
Now, Mike, aren't you glad we will not have that on our beaches?
Yeah, I am. I actually, first
our
of
beaches.
All, of all the...
Well, that's how the DeSantis presented it to Florida.
Smoking, and it would have been. It would have been wafting on our beaches. But I didn't, you know, I have always thought that God love them. The potheads in America, the weed lovers, it's a very powerful group, lobby. And, you know, and Rob might back me up on this.
Okay.
We have had multiple pot smokers in our wheelhouse for many years.
Way back.
Rob, did you like me find that there was a superiority complex with the pot smokers compared to the drinkers?
Of course.
They thought because it was somehow better. You didn't get in altercations. You didn't have lapses
or something like that. Yeah.
Like things would be said like you'd never get into any kind of argument. And I disagree with that. No. And it's been documented that being under the influence of weed, you can have a problem operating a motor vehicle just like with alcohol. Hasn't it? Oh, I'm going to get so much hate. I will get hate for saying this today. I really won't.
I don't think
that was always an argument was that on weed, you're more focused. I'm a better driver on weed.
Right. And it's not true.
It's not. But what it is that it's very important to them, Mike, because even though I used to drink and you still drink and you like to drink, you're not going to build your whole day around finding your next beer. Whereas that is always the primary focus.
We're going to catch, there is some,
I don't care.
The passion of the marijuana users in our audience are going to be, oh, you guys just
they're going to forget to write.
I'm all for. I voted for legalizing it in Florida,
But after it went down, it's not like I cried myself to sleep. And then when I went out to Las Vegas and I said, if that's the way it would have been in public places down here,
I have a neighbor. I have a neighbor that goes out on his back porch and smokes. And
sparks
that,
up.
And it ruins my chance to use my lanai. Because I go out there and it smells horrible, so I go back inside.
Yeah, so I've got a neighbor who smokes a cigar right outside. And, you know, our houses are jammed next to each other. They're townhouses. So when he smokes a cigar, he's like literally 15 feet away from me from where I'm sitting. And
I have a neighbor that burns garbage on his lanai down here. Just
honest,
a big pile of garbage.
It's you.
It's me.
Is the tire Trash out day. Yet?
Burning the tire. Isn't there a name for that? Don't they kill people like that in third world countries where they put a tire around somebody and then they light it on fire? It's a horrible way to go.
That's not a good way to go.
I've seen that, though. It's despicable. It really
is.
So today, that's what I will do. That's why all the fluid in my body has been sucked out of this. Another thing with getting older, I think you have to be mindful of the water intake. And so I'll be glad when it's over. I'll be glad when Fiber Optic Man arrives. I'll be glad when this day is over. I'm sorry. Sometimes I feel that way. This is going to be the only pleasant part of my day right now. The rest of it is just dicking around with things I have to do. And maybe the anticipation for my favorite holiday is diminished this year because we are not going to be having the Thanksgiving holiday here at Shea O'Mara. It's not going to happen.
It's been your favorite holiday and a source of great joy and excitement for you. Yes.
Because both my daughters come into town.
Right.
And my ex, I believe, is moving out of her home up in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they're having one last Thanksgiving there. And, but I'll get Elizabeth, I think, for Christmas.
That must mean a lot to them.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I've never had. What? What? What is that? You know, don't cause trouble. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that, you know, one last building, you know, it's a house. It's no big deal. It's not the family.
No, but I mean, when you've had your family gatherings and your family feasts in that particular, it's nostalgic, and I completely understand my ex's mother wants to, take my kids for Thanksgiving. I understand.
You should at least get half.
No, I don't. We've never had an issue with that. And that's, by the way, for people that go through divorce that I counsel, I say don't sweat that stuff. Utilize it. If you sweat that stuff, you're going to have trouble. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't. What matters is a good relationship with everybody all around, and you don't sweat that stuff. But it still doesn't take away from me being sad and a little bummed that I'm going to be going to my mother-in-law's place for Thanksgiving, although that'll be a perfectly fine afternoon. We're not responsible for doing anything. It's fine.
Quinn in the chat room, Mike, this just in. Quinn says the burning tire around the neck death is called a Haitian necktie.
Yeah, it's also
I don't think it's got Haitian.
It's referred to as neck lacing.
Neck lacing.
Neck lacing.
What is it? Put
when
the
he
G
says
on it,
it
put
sounds
the
like
G
a
on
drug.
What is it? Is it neck lacing?
Do that. Neck lacing.
Neck lacing.
Penguins.
Penguins, Mike. I'm going to be okay. The doctor gave me 10 milligrams of neck lacing.
The sound of today's show is really off. Rob's level is very low. Mike sounds perfect.
Of course.
All right. So, Rob, turn yourself up a little
bit. I will. I shall. Thank you.
Yeah, you do sound far away.
Oh, all right.
See, now you've directed Mike to the comments.
1, 2, 3. I didn't mean to do
that. I can handle it.
Today.
I can handle it. I'm just trying different things.
Mike, you're going to your mother-in-law's, but you're still going to have a traditional Thanksgiving.
That is true. And that's all that really, really matters.
Mike, is it going to be like the scene in Mommy Dearest where it's just four of you at a table silently eating with the cutlery clinking against the plate?
It'll be quiet.
Yeah.
It'll be a little more quiet than I'm used to.
I hate to play.
And by the way, our friends, the Beckers, just down the road, when we called, and they didn't know my daughters weren't coming, but I called them and they said we have friends in.
Nice for them.
Just like that. Yeah, just like that.
Mike, I hate to play inside baseball, but it won't be as quiet as the Thanksgiving you imagine with your first wife's family.
Thanksgiving was a rough holiday.
I know.
Thanksgiving was the holiday that I got the word that that was kind of all she wrote. I think you're right.
I think you are.
My mom might have been in residence.
Yeah, that's right. She was.
All right, now you're too loud.
Okay, I can fix that.
Now you're, Jesus Christ.
So you found out on Thanksgiving?
I believe it was around that holiday that I found out things were.
By my memory, it was that weekend.
Is there an in-between? Is there an in-between for your volume?
Yeah.
I'm Rob. I'm getting a little frustrated. Yes, I shouldn't have looked at the chat room.
I'm frustrated, too, because I want to make it right. But
Mark said better, thank you, but then I made you change it again.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The difference is the listener likes Rob loud. Mike likes Rob soft.
Well, that can be fixed.
Find that middle.
That can be fixed.
Yes.
All right. There are many levels. Rob has been challenged with his microphone levels since he went to Leesburg. That's a fact, and we have to tweak it periodically.
Yeah,
that's
for my whole life, really.
Now you're a little more, please.
A little more.
I'm paying attention to the chat room.
All right, Mike. Let me tell you this.
How about this? How about instead of being shecky, just really think about your level for a minute. Really try it and give me 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Little more.
1, 2, 3.
Little more. Little more.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
That's fine. I think we can do with that.
Go there.
Okay. Thank you.
Let us know, Mark. I'm paying attention to you today. Good morning, Lonnie.
Rob, you have a traditional Thanksgiving. Are both your kids coming into town?
Both kids will be here. My mom will be here. My sister-in-law and her boyfriend will be here.
That sounded a little mellow with that.
Well,
this is Carrie's older sister.
Yeah. I mean,
the flight attendant.
The flight attendant, and they'll probably bring their dog. And I'm trying to think if we have anyone else. Maybe Julia's boyfriend. I don't know. But, I mean, I'll cook enough for 30 people, so they'll all be here. But
you don't cook everything, do you?
Let's see. My mom will usually bring the broccoli pie, and
is that a real thing?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
It's broccoli pie.
What is broccoli pie?
It's an old Bisquick recipe, and it's called Impossible Chicken Pie. But you leave the chicken out, and so it's Bisquick and cheese and broccoli baked in a pie shell that you can eat.
Oh, it's like a breakfast quiche.
Sort of, yeah.
Like an egg dish.
But it magically makes its own crust because it's made by Bisquick.
Nabisco, the National Biscuit Company.
Mike, the National Biscuit Company is proud to present Bisquick, a buttermilk
Bisquick.
Bisquick. But it is good, but that's what my
mom... It sounds like it would generate, and I'm not doing just fart humor, but it does sound like it would generate a tremendous amount of gas.
Why would cheese and broccoli make you fart?
That would be...
That's a tradition, but yeah, I think everything else I cook... My mom assists always with the gravy and the creamed onions, because I like to cook with my mom, but... Understand, I make everything.
Mark, has his level gone down again? Let me know. I want to really know. I'm really testing you.
Just
you're
call
my
him.
You're my arbiter.
Call Mike.
Because I think his great. Mark, I no. Well, that was as of
a minute ago.
A minute ago. All right.
So now it's no good?
No, it's fine. Don't touch it. Let's just wait.
I'm going to wait for what Mark says because I think you're still a little soft.
All right. Well, that's because I'm getting older.
We're not half
the man I used to be.
My Thanksgiving is going to be a little noisier because we're not doing the traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
You are traveling, are you not? Yeah. Are you not traveling to your daughter's?
I am. I do not want my daughter to come home for Thanksgiving because she has exams the week after. So instead, we are going to Orlando to visit her for the day.
To Disney College. Right?
It's a Disney-themed Thanksgiving,
UCF.
Isn't it? Yeah.
UCF. So for Thanksgiving... Lunch, dinner, we are heading over to Disney Springs and going to the T-Rex Cafe.
Oh, look at that.
There it is.
Yeah.
Which looks like the Rainforest Cafe for dinosaurs.
In some ways, Josh, I think it's interesting and exciting. In other ways, incredibly sad.
Sad is what I get. Do you think that once you get to the Dinosaur Cafe and you go through all your theme stuff and order like your Tyrannosaurus Rex cocktail or whatever... Will you order something like turkey and dressing, or is it just going to be like a burger?
Didn't dinosaurs like turn into turkeys and birds or something?
Yeah,
Have you looked, or has your wife looked?
No.
Has Kelly looked at a menu to see whether there's anything normal Thanksgiving fare on the menu?
No, have not looked.
Bring up the menu because I'm curious if they have puns on the menu.
I'm
like
sure
something
they do.
Dinosaurs.
And I was excited to. kind of people watch of what type of people go here for Thanksgiving.
Well, I would imagine.
And then I realized it's vacation people.
It's vacation. It's going to be bat-ass. Driving around there is going to be absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I did not think of any of that.
And all the people, Josh, are going to be looking at you for the same reason. Who brings his family here?
Being on the interstate I-4, that's the one that goes through Orlando, at Thanksgiving time, I would just tell you, give yourself plenty of time because it's going to be absolutely nuts, you know?
And here's the menu, Rob.
Ah. Oh, carnivores. That's cute, Mike, because carnivores eat meat.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Rob. Thank you.
And a brontosaurus represents the burgers and sandwiches. Any cute names on that? It's a small font for me.
Megasaurus burger. A bronto burger.
There they are.
Don't worry. Here's your herbivore.
Herbivore.
And I saw at the top they've got a supersaurus sampler.
Oh, that'll be
great. Oh, that sounds absolutely yummy.
And if you have any trouble, Josh, complain to the manager, Mr. Slate.
A totally dinosaur-themed restaurant.
Right.
Hey, can I ask this question?
Yes.
You're going to see your daughter.
Yes.
And are you bringing everybody with you?
Yes.
All your how many progeny? How many children under your roof right now?
At the moment, zero. But
zero. Okay.
But I mean, when they come home from school.
All right, he's got 50-50. I'm talking about when you have
the kids.
When we get all the
kids together, there are four kids.
There are four kids, and they will be
17, 10, and 10.
19, 17, 10, and 10. They will all be with you?
They will all be with us.
For Thanksgiving. So, and 10 and 10 even, not necessary. Why the fancy schmancy dino place? Who wants this?
Well, my 17-year-old... wants to go to college for paleontology.
Oh, so it's kind of it's tying into her.
It's tying into all that
fossil loving world. Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
10-year-old isn't going to like dinosaurs.
You're okay. Now that asked and answered.
It just
Josh, if you want to save a little money and she loves fossils, you should go to Cracker Barrel.
I'm ending that. That's it. That's too good.
And we're done here. Thank you.
That's
it.
That's it. Cracker Barrel to see. Come down here to South Fort Myers and go to the Cracker Barrel.
Hey, look on the wall. There's a snowshoe.
Look at all the obese fossils. Really exciting.
No wonder the dinosaurs died.
Have the blueberry pancakes. 24/7.
We have a promo here.
Yeah, you got it, pal.
Your claim to fame is to know the names with a new game on the latest bonus show.
It's going to be big, big fun.
Is it a real person or a fakery?
Let's go with Rick.
Rick.
I want to use Rick Schofield.
But Mike, it's not really a friend, is it?
I have no Peter.
I'm so f***ed on this.
Plus, some revealing info is shared from the water closet.
I've never taken a in a Starbucks.
Give your friends and loved ones the gift of TMOS for the holidays. T-shirts, hoodies, dog collars, ornaments, and bonus show subscriptions are on sale now at the store at MikeOmaraShow.com.
The corn is ripe.
Laundry is a lousy ritual. It's a drag. But our next sponsor has made the ritual of Laundry Day so much better. This podcast is powered by Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce created the world's best-smelling laundry detergent in a simple-to-use, high-performance pod. Laundry Sauce has transformed doing laundry into a luxurious and exciting experience. So, what's the secret sauce behind Laundry Sauce? Mm-hmm. They partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world. The same team behind many of your favorite designer scents, from Australian sandalwood, try that one, to Egyptian rose, to Siberian pine. Laundry Day will never smell the same. It's what we use in the O'Mara household, and we love it. By the way, the reviews are great, too. Jay said, if this laundry soap was food, it could only be described as delicious.
Yum.
Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your laundry sauce for a full refund. No questions asked. Come smell me. I hope you do. There you go. Remember what Carla said about the copy, Rob?
Oh, no. Oh,
so Carla asked Rob to rewrite all the copy, which he chose not to do. That's why it says, come smell me in Vegas.
I actually updated the quote and didn't take that out. Ah, oh, it's on me. I'm sorry. But
John Pop, now is the time to elevate your laundry ritual with Laundry Sauce. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you got to use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS also for 15% off. Off, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm the worst, Mike. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. It's holiday. We're getting into holiday season right now. Yes, hooray. Yeah, you know, Rob, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
I understand, Mike.
That's the way it goes.
And people will be able to smell you next.
That's right. We've got lots of plans.
Oh, and you know, actually, there is some lingering scent of Mike in Vegas. If you head to the hotel, he's still just a little bit. You got to sit.
Well, we're still having a few more months of old Joe, and we're still enjoying Joe Biden. On Sunday, President Biden became the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Amazon rainforest, where he said that nobody can reverse the, quote, clean energy revolution that's underway in America. To which Donald Trump replied, "Hold my McNuggets." Now, whether this visit mattered or not, at least it created an unbelievable meme,
yes.
A fantastic meme, because after Biden finished speaking at his makeshift podium, he seemed to wander off into the jungle.
This is the weirdest.
This is how it went down. We have the video. Let's take a look at President Joe Biden, who appears to be leaving the presidency right after this speech, ladies and gentlemen.
Josh, let me play mine first.
No. Yeah, Rob, go with yours, because, Mike, this is interesting, because Rob also pulled this video.
Okay.
And the way it is edited with Rob's leans into the meme. The video that you sent me shows what he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I think you'll enjoy this because he's walking to nobody.
Mm-hmm. There he goes. And then if he hadn't turned, now it looks like he's wandering into the forest.
Yep, there he goes.
There he goes. You know, the thing I didn't like about that particular one, Josh, and why I want you to play the other one, is because he continues his walk.
Well, that's
and it's got music
say.
In yeah. back of it, you know?
If you watch this one, he continues his walk, and once he turns in, he gives someone a thumbs up. So there's someone there that he's walking to.
Yeah, this one's got a little music and stuff.
Well, this is the guy that challenged him to walk into the woods, and he said, see, I did it.
Yep, there we go.
So let's preserve the secret place. For our time and forever, for the benefit of all humanity. Thank you very, very much.
They're hitting some sort of maracas or something. There he goes. They zoom in. And Joe? 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 Joe?
He thumbs up someone over there.
Yeah, well, it's a tribesman.
Wow, it's just so weird. You never see a president with no one around them, and he's all by himself. Well, and the whole
Josh, on that clip get to see the Secret Service guy who's dressed down.
Yeah,
the guy. Yeah,
very cool. One of the memes quote said, "And he was never seen again." Another one said, "Why it looked like they released him back into the wild, but they said MF." No. So screw them.
They
the
need
haters.
To edit that like a Field of Dreams type thing.
Exactly.
Where just disappears. Why don't
they play
in.
It? Why don't they play it in reverse? And it looks like a great entrance where he walks out of the woods backwards. Ta-da!
That's we'll contact them, Rob, and see if they can do that. Pete Davidson might be back in rehab. Britain's not always reliable Sun tabloid claims that he checked himself in after a secret romance and breakup with Maria Georges from The Bachelor. Does anybody know what she looks like? She's probably hot. It's Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
A so-called source says, quote, he checked into rehab in Florida fairly recently. I should have known that.
Yes.
I know everything that goes on in my state. He flew in on a private jet. He's in pretty bad shape this time around. He's not in a good place. Pete showed up on a... By the way, how do you tell if Pete Davidson's in bad shape?
You count the rings. It's like a, like a tree.
Pete showed up on Saturday Night Live on November 2nd, and he was seen at a restaurant in Tennessee on November 5th. So if he's in rehab... He did indeed check in pretty recently, so we'll have to
I was surprised to see him on the Mulaney episode of SNL, and he didn't look good. You know what was weird? He looked puffy or heavy.
Mulaney looked puffy, too.
Well, I think Mulaney, I've been looking at him. He's had a lot of work done.
But Mulaney doesn't look, you know, the drugged out Mulaney that he kept from everybody was, yes. You know, looked like he was. Oh, can we get a close single shot? Maybe click on a single shot so we can see. And
she's
he just broke
you know
up
what
with
she
her.
She is. She's a raven haired lovely right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is she one of the golden bachelorettes? Probably not. She looks
like a little bit of an overweight.
Looks a little young.
Sorry. We're terrible. We're terrible people. I apologize.
Her lips are a separate contestant, Mike.
I love Cape Fear. I love the Robert De Niro, Nick Nolte
yes.
Cape Fear. Jessica Lange in that one also.
I
and
love
Juliette
the Mitchum,
Lewis.
The Mitchum one is great, too. I mean,
and Mitchum is in both. Mitchum plays a detective in the other one. So Cape Fear, already two really great movies. First, the one Rob mentioned, back in the Dark Ages. And then in 1991, which is also the Dark Ages
it
so
is.
Long ago.
Like, that's only 33 years ago.
Robert... That's how when I see that, I go, what?
I know.
Robert De Niro, Nick Nolte. De Niro was just unbelievably
scary,
jacked and buff for this role, and played just such a great evil dude. Now it's being turned into a TV series for Apple TV Plus with the aforementioned Javier Bardem playing the psychotic Max Cady. You can't do better than that.
I thought Javier would play the daughter. I thought he'd play the Juliette Lewis role.
It'll be a 10-episode series produced by Martin Scorsese. Oh, wow.
Awesome.
This is getting better and better. And I think it's very easy to turn that into a series. You can have multi-layers
especially, Mike, what you have to do is pad it out. They'll probably add in a wacky neighbor and some mix-up.
Why do you turn everything into the Munsters?
So great if Max Cady says, I can't go to the school function. I have to go murder my neighbor. Womp, womp, womp.
How about these two names? The two producers? I threw out one that was a very big name, Martin Scorsese. There's another guy. Not as well known. Steven Spielberg.
Oh, he's also good. Yeah.
Here's some useless trivia. Cape Fear was adapted from the 1957 novel The Executioners by John D. McDonald.
I didn't know that.
Very, very, very scary. And I just thought of another person that's in that movie in 1991, Joe Don Baker. Baker is
JDB.
The PI, I think. Remember that? He was in that one, too. What a great movie. All right. Do you put sugar in your coffee, gentlemen? Do you ever put sugar in your coffee?
Sure.
Regular sugar or sweetener?
Of course sugar, Mike. You know I'm
regular sugar. Yeah, Rob, even you, I think, might want to give this a try.
Okay.
A new study in Canada found, and Josh is a Red Bull guy. We're trying to get him off that, but he's a Red Bull
guy. When coffee, it's straight black.
Okay.
Nothing in it.
A new study out of Canada found you should try adding one of Canada's most famous exports instead, and exported from parts of New England.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers found that using maple syrup in your coffee comes with some major... Don't give the... Rob, it's not going to taste maple-y. It's just going to sweeten it because the coffee will overpower the maple. So you don't need to make that face. And here's a concept. It might be healthier for you.
Okay. What if I'm with you a little bit. What if you substituted the coffee with pancakes?
Unlike refined sugar, it's got more than 100 compounds and antioxidants that can boost immunity and help with inflammation. They had a bunch of people use maple syrup instead of sugar for several months. Now, in many cases, I think you need less maple syrup, and it makes the coffee sweeter. I take mine black. I'm so missing my coffee today.
I can tell. I can tell. I'm surprised you didn't make this your lead story.
Oh, my. They had a bunch of people use maple syrup instead of sugar for several months. Here are four major health benefits they saw. Better blood sugar levels.
Mm-hmm.
Their blood sugar didn't spike as much. So switching to maple syrup could help you avoid the beaties. Diabetes. Number two, their blood pressure fell. The average person's systolic blood pressure, that's the top number, fell by 3 points. Less belly fat. Fat around the abdomen slowly but surely started melting away. Improved gut health. They ended up with less harmful bacteria in their gut and more good bacteria, so their digestion was better. We're talking about real maple syrup. Don't throw the Mrs. Butterworths in there because have a good effect.
Since we've worked together, which is a long time, I think we worked together since Cape Fear came out. The
Counselor.
You have converted me from the cheap table syrup to the real stuff.
It's never so had much better, up. And you it don't really need is. As much because it's really good. Although when I go for it, I go for it. And oh my God! And I love the whole thing. I love everything they make with it. I love the fact that they, the way they get it, the way they go out and they tap the trees. And I love that it's sustainable. And
then you come into work and you complain that pancakes are the worst food ever made.
They're the worst food ever made because they make me fall asleep and they make You're me so fall tired. Down. They make me a fall down. At the pancake, if I go out in the morning on a weekend and I have a pancake, I fall down right after I eat it, and I sleep all day. Boy, I've been waiting. This is bigger than Thanksgiving, bigger than Christmas. Happy World Toilet Day.
Oh, I'm celebrating right now.
The United Nations made it a holiday more than a decade ago to raise awareness about sanitation needs around the world. Their motto this year is Toilets, a place for peace. And a poll found it really is a spot we go when we need some peace and quiet. 38% of us sometimes go to the bathroom when we're out in public just to get some alone time or take a break. Here are the top five things we go to the bathroom for when we don't really need to go. I'll start with five and then get to the boring one, which is number one. Number five, to chat privately with friends. Have you ever gone into the bathroom because you needed to take an important call?
I never have. I have spoken from the bathroom, but I've never like used it as a dodge place for privacy.
And that makes a lot more sense than taking friends in to talk.
Yes, absolutely.
And you all cramming in the stall.
You don't want to bring your friend into the bathroom, but sometimes that's not available.
Number four, to get some alone time.
That's I don't buy that.
I've done that at an airport.
Really?
Where it's just overwhelming the amount of people.
This is true. Number three, to get away from an awkward or uncomfortable situation. Never. I've never done that one.
You know? I've done it during this show.
Well, for me, the awkward and uncomfortable situation is I got to take a dump.
That is awkward. Just ask Pat Sajak.
Number two, I've done this multiple times.
What's that?
To touch up makeup.
Stop it. You're
check my
naturally.
Appearance to check my appearance in the mirror. Yeah. And number one, done this thousands of times, everybody has, to wash our hands.
Of course, Mike. And of course, 13% are undecided.
Yes. Are you reading the same story I'm reading right here?
No.
It said
13%
of people say they've also used a public bathroom to do drugs, Rob. It's not to
undecided.
That they're undecided.
Okay.
16% have gotten it on in a public restroom. Have either one of you ever, gotten romantic in a bathroom?
Actually, it's funny you should ask because Josh and I both have together.
I have, by the way.
I have.
Oh yeah.
No.
What bathroom?
It sounds disgusting.
Huh?
What bathroom?
It sounds so dirty.
I will tell you what town it was in.
Okay.
It was in Naples, Florida.
Ah, so it was a massage joint.
No. It was a date.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Anyone we still know?
No. Shut up, Rob.
So.
God almighty, what is wrong with you today? This is giddy
today.
Rob. Drives me nuts. Yes, go ahead.
Rob's always giddier to you when you don't have your coffee.
This is true. I guess that's exactly what it is.
Could
it makes
be?
Me see clearly. A woman's travel plans were put on hold when she went into labor during a layover at a Miami International Airport. At Miami International Airport, the one I was just in.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a bathroom there in Naples?
Miami-Dade fire rescue personnel responded to the airport just after 5 p.m. Tuesday after a passenger's water broke, and she started giving birth near Checkpoint 1 in the hub's pre-security area. An airport employee said the woman was between flights and awaiting a plane that would have taken her to another state when her water broke. An American Airlines spokesman said they would not waive the woman's change fee and that the infant would be put into boarding group number 9. That's right, for the rest of the year. American
Always
Airlines
that.
Humor, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I am going to do.
But Mike, you know what's a lucky break is the baby was only 21 inches at birth, so she was able to use it as a carry-on.
Yeah, right above, or under her seat, even though the feets are down there. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, ho, ho, ho. Brand new, limited edition. Don't miss out.
It's the 2024
Santa.
Mike O'Mara Show Christmas ornament.
That's
right, Frosty. And you're not going to get any presents.
Oh, no.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show Christmas ornament. Hey. Your house will look extra festive when you deck the halls with
What's
us.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. You can bring holiday cheer to every American with this tiny mini. That's the big one.
Yeah, Mike. Actually, no. This is the right one. I've just lost a lot of weight. This is tiny.
It's a mini replica of the. Put the mug down, Rob. I want to see the regular one. It's the mini replica of the iconic TMOS campfire mug. Display them both like a mommy and her baby. In Miami, you can eat. It's perfect for decorating the tree, the office, or any place that needs a touch of show spirit. It comes with a custom loop.
It does.
So it's ready to hang. Yeah. Josh is hanging his right now.
From his finger.
And it comes standard in a Holly Jolly gift box. It really does. A beautiful, cute little gift box. Get one for yourself and one for a loved one. You'll get it. You'll both love it. So act fast. Supplies are extremely limited. And if you've collected our yearly ornament every December, this is the only way to get the one to make your set complete. Remember to buy your 2024 TMOS Christmas ornament at MikeOMaraShow.com. And remember, it's an ornament at Christmas. And for the other 11 months, it's a shot glass.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
I would show you mine, but I have given it to my sister to take back to Boston. Here's a gift. Will she put it on her tree, though? Will she? You think she will?
No. You know what she'll do? She'll put a small, small potted plant in it, and she'll put it on a shelf with the logo facing the wall.
One four-leaf clover.
One shamrock.
One pathetic four-leaf clover inching its way out of the earth.
Don't think for a minute it's going to be four leaf. It's
all right,
definitely a three leaf.
I want to talk about this because Josh brought this to us right before the show.
All right.
And I have no idea where he got this. Usually death is something Rob Spiewak obsesses on.
Love
not
death.
Josh. But water cremation, did you say it's now legal in the state of Florida?
No. Well, it's been legal in Florida.
Okay.
So you've got that as an option for yourself.
Right.
But the reason it came across my news desk is... it just became legal in the state of Maryland.
In Maryland, it is now. I have no earthly idea what water cremation is.
And me either. And that's why I clicked on the story.
Okay.
It is considered a more eco-friendly way to dispose of a body. Because it doesn't, the burn and all that smoke and everything doesn't go up into the atmosphere.
What do you put the body in a blender or something like that? A disposal?
You put the body in a pressure vessel. Covered with a mixture of water and an alkali like potassium hydroxide.
Sure.
To disintegrate the body.
You then warm it up to 160 degrees Celsius, and it breaks down the soft tissue and dissolves the body into the water with just a few remaining dried bones that they then turn into a white powder.
Wow. Where do you put the goo when it's done? Do you just dump it?
Oh, that's the best part.
Oh,
yeah, because I would think you always think about scattering ashes of a loved one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get the white powder still of the bones. But the goo, all the water that you just dump into your drain like any other sewage, and it goes straight out to the chest.
And are there places that you're not doing this at home, right?
No,
a funeral home does this.
Okay.
Yeah, the funeral home gets rid of the goo and gives you the powder that you can eat.
Right.
That's, first of all, when we're talking about cremation,
love it.
My mom, thank you, Rob. My mom, God rest her soul, we scattered her ashes up near the home up in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the wind did shift. And one of the things I remember most vividly when we did that was just the sheer amount for a tiny little lady, which she was at the time of her passing, and how much, you know, material was in the plastic bag.
Are you sure there wasn't a mix-up at the home?
And that what, somehow they cremated James Coco or something like that?
I was going to say Jack Weston.
Right.
He got the ashes.
I just assume they always have just a big 50-gallon tub of ashes that they just scoop out and give you some.
I know that too.
People have always had a conspiracy theory on ashes that it's really not the person that it should be. It's just a little odd. I like the tradition of scattering of the ashes. I like that. I really
do. Well, then the good news is through water cremation, you get 20% more ashes.
Why do you get 20% more? Because the bones are
it's
it nasty.
Doesn't burn the
it's
bones nasty. And melt
the that does make sense because the bones won't dissolve.
The guy says this guy from the Baltimore
water crematorium home
says our washing machine, what it does is it creates a wave that washes over the body, and within 3 hours, all we have left are the skeletal remains that we return to the family.
So wait a minute. If they don't grind that up, they then do. You I could actually they, put I, grandma's skeleton in the corner.
Now you're talking.
Now I'm laughing.
I think they grind them up.
Yeah, they have to if it's a powder. But
yeah, there we go. The bones are then grounded into a fine powder and given to loved ones. The leftover water is sterile and tested before it's poured down the drain.
You mean the body water?
How can it be the body water? No, the body water, they just, it's just drained like anything else in your home.
To take a step back, my stepfather was, of course, taller and bigger than your mother, and all of his stuff fits in a lunchbox. So, I mean, how much ash did you get from your mom?
I want to say that it was a plastic bag that was about this high and maybe about that.
Did it come in a convenient box? Because a lot of times they'll give you a box.
I don't know.
Does it come with a seal on the box?
I don't know.
Did you scatter it?
I know. We did scatter it. We did scatter it. You know what? To me, I don't know how twisted this might make me sound, but as soon as he said all the body tissue is like washed away from the skeleton, leaving only the skeleton remaining. Part of me kind of says, wouldn't that be kind of unique if you really got the skeleton?
Well, they grind it up, though. That's the
thing. But if they didn't grind it up and you really had it and you put the knee bone connected to the thigh bone.
Which bone, if you could only leave behind one bone intact for your family?
Oh, the skull.
Oh, I would go with the humerus.
Of course you would. Of course you hit the humerus bone. Where is the humerus, Rob?
It's right here. Okay. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
It's the humerus bone?
I believe it is. Up here in the arm. It's your funny bone. Right?
I think legally, don't they have to grind it down?
I don't know. They always said that George Bush had a club at Yale that had skulls.
Skull and bones.
Yeah, they had that. And also, Mike, this is true. When they originally opened Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland, not World, they went to a California medical school and got real skeleton parts for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, that's cool.
Actual skulls in there, yeah. Well, because Walt's a devil man.
But I think if we were to be used to getting skeletons, it might be an interesting way to do it.
The humerus is the long bone in the upper arm that runs from shoulder to elbow. This guy right here.
No, I'd go with the skull.
What about the teeth?
No, it would probably wig me out. It would wig me out because...
Well, it wouldn't because you're gone. It's your skull.
Well, I mean, no, I'm talking about family members, not mine. You're making me dead.
Mike, we're both dead in this scenario.
Okay.
You die. I die. You can leave one bone intact for your family. What is it?
Skull.
It's your skull.
The head.
No, then you're asking for like a psycho situation where they're talking to you.
Which would be wonderful, you know?
Oh, and, you know, we could make it.
We're not buying the car. Well, let's ask Dad. Dad, are we buying the car?
You know, we have hours of tape of Mike. We could make the skull talk.
And maybe you could, really, if you were to hire one of those police artists and have them come in and put the tissue, the clay, back on the face, you could have like a perfect bust of Dad.
Rebuild it. We can.
You could rebuild it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
they should take the body tissue liquid and put it in like a lava lamp.
That would be nice.
Or, you know, skip the whole thing and just go to a taxidermist.
Oh, well, I mean, then you're really not doing anything but preserving it with fluid. Then?
No, then you're recreating the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, you don't want to do
think that. Would be
and
a
the
good
kids don't want to wear Dad's skin.
Water cremation. It sounds gross to me. It really does.
When they water cremate you, Mike, do you think they'll be able to save all the fabulous gold and silver you have in your teeth?
By George Washington.
Yeah, your George Washington.
All the ivory. All that damn ivory. Sell it. Make scrimshaw with it. Yes, sirree. Make scrimshaw, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a record-setting show for old references.
Look at that. Yes, sirree. As Carla says, my George Washington teeth.
Thank you, honey. Mike, I want one of your teeth. Give me a molar to remember you by.
Fantastic. With a nice crown on it. Yes. A king's crown. We'll be right back, everybody. You know, in a perfect world, we would all get enough of the nutrients we need for high-level performance from our diets alone. But in the real world, everyone could use some help in continuing to find a new personal best day after day. Now, I started with the Momentous 3. That's protein, creatine, omega-3. These are the three nutrients expert research shows as the foundation of long-term health. This protocol supports every cellular function of the brain and body. The Momentous 3 is the easiest way to drive the biggest impact on health span you will ever see. Even better, all of the Momentous formulas are designed with human performance experts and are NSF and Informed Sports certified for use by professional and collegiate athletes. That means sourcing ingredients for quality, not just what's cheapest. So, if you are interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's raising the bar on supplements? Just go to livemomentous.com. It is Live Momentous, right? Yes,
right, exactly.
livemomentous.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with code TMOS. Get out there and enjoy yourself, ladies and gentlemen. All right, share the bed scam with us, Rob Spiewak. I want to hear all about it.
Do you sleep in a king size bed?
King size bed. We do indeed.
Okay, for years and years.
Sleep Number, old sponsor of the show.
Exactly.
Love to get him back.
When Carrie and I first met, we slept in a double bed, which is not very big. And then we went to
not for you two Redwoods.
No, well, of course, you know, back then. All the time. But when it came about sleeping.
No, what he's talking about. It's disgusting.
It is gross, isn't it?
We got
a queen size, and we were fine with that for a while. But when we got the dog, we finally got a king size. And a king size bed is great. I believe its measurements are 72 inches by 80 inches.
40 cubits by 30 cubits by 60 cubits.
Josh, do you have a king size bed?
I do. I have a king size bed.
The first time we got a king size bed, had to get we got the split box spring and the whole deal. Well, there's a new bed out there, Mike. I've heard there's a slightly larger one called the California King.
Yeah, I had that for a while, but every time I get into the bed, it would say, "What are you doing here?"
Did you have trouble buying linens?
I never had a California King. Never. Okay. Only a king. Only a king.
Mike, what you need to get then is the Alaska King size bed.
Bigger than a California King?
Mike, it is 9 feet by 9 feet.
Wow.
And they are selling them largely to basketball players and exceptionally large athletes.
Okay.
But think about it. A king size bed is big. Yeah, exactly. My kids' bedrooms are 10 feet by 10 feet. I know.
You know, for some reason, I'm just sad right now that John Panetta is dead. I really am. He would have loved that. You know?
I would see Mike actually. Do you think he slept in the middle of the bed and the sides went up?
You know, we're so space challenged that my son was in the marital bed for Saturday and Sunday night, Friday, Saturday and Sunday night. By Sunday night, he'd taken his sleeping bag and gotten down on the floor by his choice because he just couldn't get comfortable. He got less comfortable each and every night. And of course, for us, I have no idea. But by Saturday night, he was wrestling the covers off of me. And I was delighted to have him hit the floor. And he slept like a rock when he slept on the floor Sunday night.
That's what it's like being a kid, though. You know, you can sleep anywhere. And you love sleeping in a sleeping bag outside. Adventure sleeping.
Yeah, that's what kids do.
So, Mike, there's been other state-named beds. I didn't realize this. The Montana King is 84 inches by 84 inches. Still pretty big.
Bigger than the California King?
No, that's big. Yeah, it is bigger than the California King.
California King is just longer.
Mm-hmm. The Texas King is 80 by 98 inches. But there's Bo Brown is a content creator. He's 7 foot one. So he bought the new Alaska King bed And I just, that's so big. I can't imagine finding the linens for it. And also, how much is too much? Do you need that kind of space?
Well, it's bigger than a really another that's really popular that you haven't mentioned.
What's that?
The Rhode Island King, which is 3 feet by 2 feet.
Just little? It's good
for little people. For yeah. very little people.
Which state is the circle bed? Because I always wonder how you get linens for that.
That's Las
Vegas, the circle
baby.
Bed. Has somebody been to the Catskills for a honeymoon? Wow. Or a heart-shaped bed.
Circle bed.
Did you ever have either one of you ever have a water bed?
My Uncle Pete did.
I date myself with that, but I did for a time have a waterbed. It was
any
such
leakage
a joke.
Issues?
No leakage, but it was a joke. It really was a joke. It was not pleasant when you really thought it was a gimmick. And a lot of people back in the day, a lot of people bought into the whole concept
of
the waterbed.
The first time you lay on one, it's pretty cool.
You know, it's funny when we talk about mattresses. As someone who has had back issues for my entire life, I have a memory of a very, very nice resort that I believe is in the Maryland area and still active today, a place called Nemechalin Woodlands up
Are
in
you
Maryland.
Sure you didn't make that up?
Isn't there a place up there, Josh, Nemechalin?
I don't recognize what
you're
talking
about. Never heard of it.
All right, hold on a second.
All right.
I'll have him do it. He's better at it. He's faster. N-E-M-O-C-O.
I'm already on it. I've got it. It's in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, but right across the Maryland border. Pennsylvania, Nemechalin Woodlands. It's a place, right? Come on. I'm not an idiot. It's a resort, right?
Yeah, I just clicked on. It's definitely a resort.
Mm-hmm. It's closed now, Mike, and it's haunted.
Mouth. Just a second. Please calm down
They've
a little bit.
The Chateau?
Yes.
Or the Fallen Rock or the Grand Lodge?
I stayed at the Grand Lodge, and they had feather mattresses, which
feather
were
beds.
these feather beds, which were supposed to be a real selling point. And I woke up in the morning where I could not stand. My back had been thrown out overnight by that so badly that, obviously if you have a bad back, most people need the real super firm.
Feather beds need to be fluffed every day. So, I mean,
I need to be fluffed every day.
Look out.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. I mean, it's but a soft bed will do me in every single time. You know, and the thing that's cool, I still wish they were sponsored because I'm talking about them so much.
Yeah, they're good.
But I have held the line on my firmness on that number on my bed for such a long time. Absolutely no slippage, no leakage whatsoever. You never got one, did you?
Never got one.
Uh-huh. Right. You got a discount, but you didn't get the freebie. You would have gotten it if you got the freebie.
Mike, they're no longer a client, so I will say this. Even with a ridiculous discount, I still wouldn't get it.
Do you have a brand that you say? Probably a Serta. It's either it's a Serta or...
Yeah, it's an old brand.
Well, Mike, what we sold at Stalkup Furniture exclusively was Beautyrest by Simmons.
Beautyrest or Serta.
But yes. I bought one of those beds that comes in a box that you unroll.
Like the blue bed?
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. It came in a box about the size, I hate to steal this reference from the spot, about the size of a mini fridge. Delivered it to my house. I opened the box, and in like an hour, it's a full-size, king-size bed.
Is it a mattress? So it's just the mattress.
No box spring.
Is it an air-filled item?
No, it's just foam.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mine is filled with shaving cream.
Yours is filled with tapioca pudding.
It is. It's like a waterbed. It's a pudding bed.
What do you sleep on, Josh Soroka? I'm just curious.
Same as Rob.
Really?
Came in a box.
Well, boys, call them up. Let's get them on the air then. We should have the we've sold bedding since I've been doing this show. That'll be fantastic. I'll throw another client aside, but I wouldn't give up my bed.
No, of course
not. I would
not
give up my bed.
No.
I love that. I absolutely love it.
The mattress in a box is very competitive now. There's like 10 brands that are doing it.
And you have to make sure you have a base that is very supportive. Like, you can't get by with like three slats anymore, like you used
right.
to. Now
right.
you've got like slat. If you're interested, Mike, in a really firm mattress, the Marcus Serta Perfect Sleeper is very good.
God, that's an old reference.
Thank you, Chris Arnold.
Is it called Mattress in a Box?
No, there's different brands. I forget even the brand.
I have another product. I don't know if they're the same company, but I have a dick in a box.
Really?
Did that grow also?
Yes, it is.
Dick in a box.
Like, step one, get a box.
Dick in a box. I'm a child. We have to take a break. Oh, my God.
And
my
10 seconds while you bring that up.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, when you bring back two cast members, and they are Kyle Mooney and the Dick in a Box guy. Oh, God. What's Sandberg? Andy Sandberg. Don't bother, because they weren't funny then, and they're not funny now.
Well, you have not referenced Saturday Night Live all season so far, so it's not that good, I would assume, right?
It's been medium. There's one sketch that sticks out, and if you haven't seen it, you should. There's a new female regular who did a song on Update about a party ending and her staying. That is the best thing I've seen on Saturday Night Live in 2 years.
Whoa!
It is funny and cute and really catchy. I think she's going to be one to watch.
All right. We'll come back with beautiful video with Rob Spiewak. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the holiday party, would you? Leave the ugly sweater at home. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. Fabulous. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that... Did you burp?
No.
I thought I heard Josh? A burp.
No, I made a noise on my desk. My phone's stuck.
This show.
Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of the grape. It's absolutely wonderful. Had it with my sister in town this weekend. We didn't have a clunker. It was fantastic. Turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. I'll give you one more tip here.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to get a little outdoor speaker. Put it on a nice chill station, something that's really mellow music, and sip on your wine. Rob's got his speaker. All he needs, he doesn't drink, but enjoy it. You can pause or cancel at any time with Naked Wines. Now's the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS, code, and the thing at the top.
Exactly.
NakedWines.com/TMOS and code TMOS.
Exactly.
For 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Buddy, have a drink. And now let's get right to it, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Dan O'Brien.
Mike, I was lax in not providing her name. The new cast member is named Jane Wickline.
Okay.
And if you search Jane Wickline party song, it's great. It gets funnier every time you watch it. She has one great line. Make the dance floor bigger. My favorite.
All right. Okay. Jane Wickline.
Let's start with this. Mike, I hate pickleball. I hate a lot of things, but I really hate pickleball. I hate the notion of it.
You've never tried.
No. Well, why would you do something you hate? I think
you can't hate something if you haven't tried it.
Right. You hate it because it's popular.
I hate the notion.
And it's athletic.
No, it's not that athletic. I could probably
play football. It's very athletic for older people. And even for now they have like world champions and they have tours.
You know what? Send the hate mail to me. I hate it. I think it lands on the shoulders of the white privileged older person. That's what
I think. No, it's the opposite. It's more accessible tennis.
No, what it is big fat ping pong. That's what it is. But anyway, there's a pickleball contest, Mike. I don't know. Would you call it a game, contest, whatever, a matchup?
Tournament.
It's a sport.
Nah, I don't think it is. But anyway, these people are really into it when the final point is scored. I don't think this is in the pickleball rule book.
Oh, you got to roll that again.
You got
that guy.
He absolutely clobbered him.
Oh, my God. He kicked him in the head.
Yep.
So it is a pickleball tradition that at the end of the game, you do go up and slap paddles like you're like a high five. So that's what he started to do.
All right.
That's a fun tradition.
Now, the guy on the far side is a little over exuberant.
Right.
And he's going, F yeah, which is just, you don't do that, man. You don't do that in sports. You're an a-hole when you do that. But you certainly don't respond by kicking the guy in the head.
Mike, this is pretty interesting. He's the best pickler.
Let's go!
Okay, watch him.
Yeah!
Oh, he dropped his paddle.
Oh! Man,
was that a setup? Did he drop the paddle on purpose?
I think what happened is he knocked the paddle out of his hand during the paddle.
I got to go for a threefer. I want to see it because it looks like he KO'd him.
Okay. Yeah.
He goes in there real lazy like it's a setup.
All right, okay. We'll see.
So you think it might be fake?
That's just it isolated. I don't know that that's a setup. Now here's the final point again.
Come on!
No, he knocks the guy's paddle out.
You know what? After watching it again, I'm glad that the guy that got kicked is the one that yelled F yeah.
Well, that's of course the guy that yelled F yeah, and he's the over-exuberant one. Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, yeah, so watch out, Mike. And remember, the official stance of the Mike O'Mara Show is we hate pickleball. And
no! No.
Disagree. Read our press release. It's going to hit all the majors today.
You could use pickleball, my boy. Yeah. You could use it. You could really use it to get out and do something.
I think we all could.
Play a sport, Rob. I have my sport. You should get out of doors and play pickleball. It would be good for you.
No, the show would suffer. I feel sorry, Mike, that Ringo Starr is getting older. And, you know, I love Ringo. I think he's a great drummer. I just sounded like Trump. We all love Ringo.
I love Ringo.
But love I think him. Ringo has been underrated as a drummer. But, Mike, he's got a little bit of Dolly Parton going on here. Now, he's got a new album out. It is called, and I jotted it down, Look Up. And of all the Beatles, Ringo loved country music the best. If you ever had Beatles songs leaned towards country, he usually sang it. And here he is talking about why country music has always been special to him and why it's great now. But I think I got some loose teeth here, Ringo.
Put a lot of emotion in country songs. You know, and once we were laughing and... what are you going to call the album? I thought, Be On Say.
He's still charming. He needs to go to Paul's hair color.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a Beatle and Rob Spiewak is sourcing video, you will get on this show no matter what you say, whether it makes any sense at all. That is, you played that because you love what you love, and you love Ringo.
But there is a loose plate in there.
Did you like the joke? Yeah. Did you like the... Be On Say joke. Is that why you played it?
No, I didn't like the joke that much. But it's Ringo, and he's our guy. But, Mike, you got to admit that upper plate sounded loose.
It may have. I don't know. I'd have to finish my pickleball game first.
Okay. The official stance of the show, yay, Ringo, boo, pickleball.
Very good. Let's move on.
He also has hair colored like the amazing Blackstone.
And really, when you do that, when you overdo the hair coloring, there's nothing.
It's really bad.
You can go into your 80s, and if you still fade it a little bit, you know, you put a little gray in there.
Yes.
Poor Ringo. All right.
All right. Mike, let's close with two tapes from the world of food.
All right.
Let's say you're going through the drive-thru at McDonald's, and remember what Joe Pesci said, you always get effed at the drive-thru. This is an excuse I've never heard before. All she wanted was a small fry.
I'm in the bathroom.
You're in the
bathroom? So we're only doing it. Yes, I'm the one that's taking the orders, but I'm in the bathroom, so we only going to do DoorDash or Uber Eats.
You're admitting to a customer. You're in the bathroom doing what?
I'm in the bathroom. We're only doing DoorDash and Uber Eats at the moment.
So I can't order a small fry?
That's fake.
We don't do...
Do you think so?
It's totally contrived.
Okay. How come you think so?
Because it's just forced. It feels forced.
I thought it was the real reason that the people in the drive-thru have wireless headsets so they can hit
the bathroom. If you're going to the bathroom, you're not going to tell your customers.
Right.
And I don't think you have to have the screen in front of you when you take the order. Am I right about that? You don't do it like at it.
He's not taking the order.
Answer the call.
Yeah, he's got the wireless headset.
Answer the call, you press the button on the headset.
It might not be a very good McDonald's, but I think.
Yeah, play it again. I want to see if he's the order taker.
Okay, here we go.
I'm in the bathroom.
You're in the
bathroom? Yes, I'm the one that's taking the orders, but I'm in the.
I'm the one that's taking the order.
DoorDash or Uber Eats.
Yes.
You're admitting to a customer.
Yeah, but he can't take the order because he's in the bathroom.
Right. That's what he's saying is I can't take the order because I'm in the bathroom.
Got it. Okay.
The only thing that throws me off is how good his voice sounds.
Right.
That's
I can never understand.
And her reaction does not seem that weird. Or it seems fake.
Drive off.
Yeah.
All right. I wouldn't argue.
Right.
So, Mike, denied.
Yes. All right.
I'm sorry that was fake. But this is real. This is real. I'd watch this probably 10 times yesterday. I can't tell if I'm intrigued, my appetite is piqued, or if I'm disgusted. Do you remember in the 70s, Mike, like 1977, when a salad bar was a big thing?
Yeah, every restaurant had them. They were huge. Absolutely.
And if any existed, COVID certainly got rid of them. But here is a classic salad bar ad with one of your favorite actors and a man who he did use water cremation. Here's William Conrad.
Ah, the famous Bonanza Salad Bar. Hey, this really inspires me. First, a bed of crisp, fresh lettuce. Luscious ripe tomato. A ring or two of raw onion. A soupçon. Au crouton. Now, which salad dressing?
Italian.
Ah, French.
Bonanza doesn't charge you for salad with your meal.
Oh, may I?
Even the second time around. Because at Bonanza, we want you to come back.
Yes. Wow. William Conrad. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He was a noted pickleball player.
Yeah, he was the ball himself.
You never know why Rob hates things, Josh. Sometimes he just does. Sometimes he just hates.
I love William Conrad. I hate pickleball.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. I am off to the screening. Always fun.
Yeah,
being elderly in Florida.
Have fun on the red carpet.
Right. Yeah, they'll be greeting me. We'll be back with a brand new episode. Buy an ornament. We'll see you tomorrow for Josh Sroka, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Aloha.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.